There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's bring in Trista Crick. TK, not in her studios in Portland, in some other beautiful estate.
The Creator Cup. You about to play in the Creator's Cup? What's up?
In Miami.
Oh, you
I'll be
left.
On Dan Le Batard in that Dan Le Batard show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Just came from Las Vegas where we did a little threading for the NBA creator. No, the NBA Cup, not the Creator Cup. I didn't thread for that. I was not even in town.
You are the queen of threads.
I love threads. Threads loves me.
What is it? What is it about threads that you love? We're talking about the app, by the way. For those who haven't caught on this and haven't opened that app in, I don't know, 2 years, it's.
You guys would crush on threads.
I don't have that much to say. I don't think I would crush on any social media.
What's the difference between threads and Twitter?
No crazy toxicity and no porn bots.
It's a good thing.
Well, all right.
That's a good thing.
Remember when we had so many porn bots on our station?
I do remember that. Yeah. I remember being on and having to block them and mute them when it would be live in studio. That doesn't happen anymore. You guys got rid of those?
Well, there's little mechanisms that you can check within YouTube that helps you eliminate that.
Get rid of the bots.
Yeah. So is it your engagement is really high on threads? Is it just like, I know your follower count is ridiculous.
My engagement is insane on threads. I think it's, for this last 30 days, 49 million views.
Ooh. How? That is insane.
Ooh. It really is.
How much of your day, just an average day, is spent creating content for one of your platforms? Because you have a lot.
It's unknowable.
Unknowable. That's the word. Yep.
It's I mean, it's like it feels like my entire day. The entire day is making content for Bucket. I don't know if you guys also saw, but your girl popped up. And It Is What It Is last night, this morning.
I didn't see that.
So I was on with Mace and Zach. And Arabia, so go find that on YouTube. Amazing. I saw a bunch of people from It Is What It Is when I was in Vegas for the NBA Cup, and there was a lot of, hey, why, what's up? I was like, I don't know what's up, but listen, I'm staying ready. And so as fortune would have it, we're back in there like swimwear, hopefully.
Okay.
The cam was too busy blowing up other people's podcasts. Like in a back. Did you see that clip when he went on? He went on these people's YouTube show and just destroyed this guy that he knew from Harlem. It was hilarious. It was one of those things where it was like a 9-minute clip. And I was like, I don't know if I'm watching all 9 minutes. I'll just get the gist of it. No, I watched all 9 minutes. It was hilarious.
You consume a lot of content. Kenny's always up on what's trending.
Yeah, I guess.
You're up on what's trending. Am I cutting out? Do I need to get my Wi-Fi popping? Am I in bad shape right now?
It's a little hiccupy. It's not awful. No. It's not bad. It's a little hiccupy.
Should I get the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, you could get the Wi-Fi. You could get the Wi-Fi. Yeah, TK gonna get the Wi-Fi. She's gonna pop out and then she's gonna pop back in because she's gonna get the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Trista, like I can't open a app without seeing TK doing something. And I was thinking like 2 or 3 nights ago, how much time does she spend between Let Her Shoot and the Daily W? And
I remember just on like a social media type thing. I think I've told this story before. Me, Jazz, and two friends of ours, we were like, we could do what the Shade Room does. And we get followers and we get paid for it and stuff like that. So anytime it was like between the four of us, we were like, anytime we see any news, we gonna put it on our Instagram page. And we were gonna kind of do like a Shade Room combined with like lifestyle or whatever. And after about 2 weeks, we were like, bro, we are not doing this. You have to post so much.
Mm-hmm.
You have to post, I think between the four of us, we were like, hey, if we post 3 times a day, that, you know, might start to get us traction. Yeah, we were like, this is too much. Like, this is way too much. Like, can't do it. Won't do it. And
that's what Trista does with the Daily W.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's a lot. That's work. Mm-hmm. That's where I would tell people all the time. I'd have this discussion when thinking of like Kim Kardashian to a little bit and how when they started off, they were social media and they were posting stuff and they were always doing stuff. And people will look at it like, oh, you're just posting on social media. That's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Like content. Mm-hmm. I know he's not your favorite guy, but there's a level of like saluting I got to give to a guy like DJ Academics. Like he is there all the time, every day for hours, hours posting content, what he's doing. There's no way I could do that. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. I don't care nothing about that dude, but I do care about Trista who's back with us on Wi-Fi.
I think the Wi-Fi is better now, right? It's better.
Oh, you look great.
Crisp.
Yep.
The connection. Crisp.
4K live from Miami. It's terrific. Absolutely
the
terrific.
The view is impeccable. I'm looking here at like some sort of Biscayne sort of bay, some yachts or something. Wow.
And for those who might not know what a Biscayne is, could you tell that?
No, I think it's a bay. I think it's like some sort of bay. I don't know.
I was about to say, man. Is that the Heat Arena?
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
I've never been to
Miami.
Right
across from the Kaseya Center. Just a nice day here. We've got a Pacific Northwest water event happening. I don't know if you guys are getting that, but apparently in Portland,
bro, the sun,
unprecedented rain.
The sun came out. The sun came out.
Oh, my gosh.
The sun came out for the first time in like 12 days today.
Oh my gosh. It's the sun.
It's kind of crazy.
I feel like double been, rainbow guy. Remember that guy? Oh my gosh. Oh.
Hey, Asia Wilson's not pregnant, is she?
What is it?
Asia Wilson isn't pregnant, is she?
Trista would know.
No, I feel like Trista would know.
No, she wouldn't know. She's blocked from everything.
Oh, that's right. I forgot Asia blocked you. The
Miami Heat contingent tomorrow, they might know through Bam. Mm.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, there was, I think people are taking multiple different tweets and reports and, like, making them fake by adding
the ultrasound
to it. And
yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, like TMZ has some very carefully worded posts up that don't acknowledge that, but acknowledge the rumor by saying Asia Wilson is excited to start a family with Bam Adebayo, which I think is a line from her Time magazine.
And that she
article.
Recently said in Time magazine.
Yeah, it's from her Time magazine piece. Okay, now that we've got that cleared up, that's right, you are in Miami. You can just go ask your boy Bam. He's probably staying in the same complex you're at.
Probably here right now.
Is Miami kind of sneaky in on this Giannis thing?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I have decided today that the trade's not happening.
Mm.
I've decided Milwaukee will not let him go. That it's like, if I can't have you, no one else.
Mm.
Vibes. It feels like they're going to end up not getting anything next summer when he doesn't sign the extension, that they're going to scramble to figure out how to extract some level of value. But they are, the recent reporting that made me think this was that the Milwaukee Bucks believe they can entice Giannis with another star at the trade deadline. To that I say, what, with what assets?
Zach LaVine, with, baby.
With what players? What picks? What assets? I mean, I guess the first, the 2026 first round pick if you're Sacramento is pretty good. But
I'm sorry, Giannis, what?
Didn't you just say Zach LaVine?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I said the pick, first round pick for 2026 will be pretty good because Sacramento's so bad. If that is, if that's the asset
they ain't getting
on top
that.
Of Zach LaVine, that's what it would take.
No, you got to
stop. I mean, and
stop.
More.
Stop. Stop.
Happening, obviously. We know that.
They ain't getting no
it's a
picks.
Pipe dream.
Not from us. They better take Zach
LaVine. Nobody's getting picks from us.
Nobody is getting picks.
Nobody.
I think you guys should just stop trading with anyone. Because it's one of those things where it's like, if you can't spot the patsy, it's probably you. And that's like where I feel. I'm back in on the De'Aaron train. I'm back in. I watched him literally front row of the NBA Cup. And when he is locked in, it's like I fell in love again for the second time. Remember how I would just effusively praise De'Aaron and just like, man, he's one of my favorite players to watch in all of the land because he can do X, Y, or Z. And then I was spurned. I felt spurned. Then I was, you know, I don't know, whatever, downplaying all of his skills. The injury probably didn't help because he wasn't playing and I wasn't watching him. But seeing him in that NBA Cup environment versus the Thunder, it's just, I mean, you guys know, you saw him up close so many times. Just so remarkably fast and smooth with the ball when he's doing his thing. It's like he's got the afterburners on when he's getting into the lane in the transition situation. So I'm back in on De'Aaron.
Okay.
Just look back at that trade and I'm like, that's, you got Zach LaVine for De'Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Also, I had some more information come to light while I was at the Cup from someone close to the situation. I've changed my opinion about the whole thing. So, back on Team De'Aaron, I've always been anti-Kings front office, but more things have come to light make me feel like he was screwed over.
Anything you can talk about?
I think it really was the fact that my logic would tell me, because I always, if I don't have inside information, I use logic. It's like largely people's decision making, you can kind of map out if this happens and this happens, then most likely this is the case, right? Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, it was like star player, franchise player, head coach fired. Clearly, this person would be involved in it. Clearly, this person would have a hand in it and know about it and probably be the one leading the charge in it. And then there was like a lot of murky reporting about what was known and what was not known. And now, like definitively, I believe he was not and really had no communication about it with the organization pretty much at all. And so to that, I say, like, really, will, if you allow that to be out there and people think that he's getting coach fired, that's not the case. And then, like, his all-star votes are going down and I'm sullying his name, but a lot of other people are sullying his name, and you don't clean it up at all as an organization. That is so trash for me to do, because it actually affects how people perceive. So that's, I'm back on Team De'Aaron. I'm back on Team De'Aaron.
Okay. I think I followed along with that. Your feeling was he wasn't behind the firing of Mike Brown.
Yeah, they knew nothing about it.
Yeah, no, that's 100% accurate. Like, yeah. That is 100% accurate.
And the organization wouldn't call him to, like, even debrief on it.
That's correct as well.
Oh.
I could have walked you through all of this a year ago. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Debrief in what way?
Like, for example, if one of you two were fired from the show, right? And then there was, like, a new co-host. It would be like, wonder what that's about. And, like, normally, like, a corporation like Odyssey or whatever will tell you, like, hey, we decided to go in another direction. This is who we're bringing in. Here's why. Here's what we were thinking. We still value you. Like, how can we support you? But, like, if they didn't tell you anything, it was just literally crickets. And you're like, well, like, I don't know. Damien or Casey are gone. I've, like, still not heard from them. They're just acting like I shouldn't be informed or discuss this in terms of, like, what's the plan of attack? Why did this happen? Why didn't you talk to me? None of it. That's, like, maybe one of the most disrespectful things in professional sports and any, or any work organization where there's, like, a direct working relationship between two people. Say, like, a star player or a star host of a show.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That's crazy.
It doesn't change, like, the firing of Mike Brown and how it felt or how De'Aaron felt about it and all this other stuff. But to that point, I've heard the exact opposite. I heard they did try, and De'Aaron said, I don't want to talk to you guys. And I've heard that a couple of times. I don't know who's right or wrong. I'm just saying I've heard that two different occasions.
Matt okay, George, so Matt I don't have to protect anybody. I heard it from one person. They didn't. It was De'Aaron.
Matt George.
Remember, they fired him on the way to the airport. Mm-hmm. They got on the plane and were like, "Yeah, you know," basically said, "Mike's fired."
No, what I'm talking about is not when it happened. I'm talking about later, maybe a week later, sit down and talk and be like, "Hey, this is what's going on. What do you think?" And I heard De'Aaron didn't want any part of it. And that's
late. Goddamn late. I wouldn't either.
I heard the opposite.
You got show if you to use her example. You got shows to do without me, and you've got to answer all these questions to the chatty house. And you try to talk to me a week later. Get the F out of my face.
Oh no, not you, Trista.
No, Trista, not you. Oh, TK, not you. Maybe TK on her way to Alabama. Maybe she's going with Brother Malcolm.
Alabama.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, I mean, maybe it's not changing anything. It's clearly not changing anything, you know, that you decided to move on from him.
Didn't mean to upset you, TK. Like,
the StreamYard was so furious at the conversation.
You really are back on Team Fox. Like, he was like, I'm out of here.
Slander in this place. No, I heard the exact opposite, that it was like, hey, it's been 3 weeks. Have you heard from them? And it's like,
from them. I mean,
they're not calling me.
Somebody lying. That's what I do know.
Somebody's lying.
Well, everybody's got a narrative to shape. Mm. Right? Whether it's De'Aaron, whether it's the Sacramento Kings, it's whoever, everybody's got a narrative to shape. Are you excited for, I'm kind of bummed that you're not still there, but are you excited for the final tonight?
Oh man, I am loving what I am seeing from the Spurs. The Knicks look good offensively. I mean, it looks a little, I don't know, to you, let me actually spin it back on you. Like, is there any vestiges of being team in this Knicks team to you in terms of like what Mike Brown wants to do?
Is there anything what?
Is there any vestiges of the Beam team in terms of what Mike Brown wants to do with this Knicks team?
He keeps saying that. I don't see it other than he lets Jamal kind of go. Like, what's the, he used that read and react. Mm-hmm. He used that line a lot here in Sacramento. And I heard him say it in a media scrum. I think he was in Las Vegas when he said it. Maybe it's that. I don't see it looking similar other than, you know, maybe Jalen to make the comp is in the De'Aaron Fox role, and they don't have a Domas that they have to work the brawl through, so he can react to everything, and it's not like a lot of stop, set, horns up, everybody go here, do that. Like, they're kind of a, I don't know, is free-flowing fair to say? Free-flowing offense?
Definitely free-flowing. I would say at times that's what you saw in, like, the best part. But, yes, you're right. There was a lot of, like, get the ball to Domas, let him sort of, like, figure out and scan where he wanted to go and kind of be the offense. And that felt a lot more clunky than this. And they don't really have anyone. I don't think Kat's going to do that. I don't think Kat would. Maybe that's what they tried to do with Kat when he was like, I don't like what's going on. what they're trying to have me do in my role, because I'm nobody's Domantas Sabonis. No, but I like what the Knicks are doing offensively. I like that it's not just Jalen Brunson pounding the ball a bajillion times with a crazy usage rate. I like that everybody's getting involved a little. I know that we're like 11th in defense. I'm a little suspicious of this defense, like in general. I'm just going to need to see it, believe it, in terms of what this team. Jalen Suggs was going crazy. Jalen Suggs is not a guy who's putting crazy pressure on the rim. Mm. So I have to see that. I'm fascinated about this matchup. I'm really interested to see Stephon Castle try and contain Jalen Brunson. I want to know, is it Mitchell Robinson trying to contain Wemby? That feels like barbecue chicken to me, because he's going to be out on the perimeter doing everything. Are they going to just try to trap him? There's a lot to this matchup that I have questions about that I'm like, I don't really care how it plays out. I'm just very interested to see how these two teams game plan against one another.
I can't wait for this game. I think this is going to be great. I loved what I saw from both games on Saturday. It felt different. It felt important. I think those players understood the assignment and they delivered. And I think we're going to see more of that tonight. I think we're going to see, like, the thing that I hope for is a close game. You know, it's almost like the All-Star game or something like that. Like, if it's close, these guys will play for real and they'll get after it. So I'm hoping for a close game. I don't know what you do. There's nothing you can do with Wemby when he's healthy, he's playing, and he's you know, not on a minutes restriction. Like, it felt like that maybe they had a minutes restriction, and in that fourth quarter, it was like, nah, we got to go win this. Like, just go play the whole fourth quarter, whatever you need to. Because he's too much, man. He's hitting the jump shot. He's hitting the fallaways. He's finishing around the rim. The only concern is, does he hate Cat like he hates Chet? Because that seems to motivate him. Every time he sees Chet, he just tries to destroy Chet Holmgren for whatever reason.
Love, the thing that stuck out when I was watching him, and it wasn't just like your eye sees whatever the camera tells you to see, was two things with Wemby that I, because I've only seen him live during Summer League, is my first time ever as an NBA pro. And number one that I thought was really fascinating is that he's a very vocal, demonstrative, defensive middle linebacker kind of a guy. He's moving guys around, physically pushing them to different spots, telling them basically, you know, what these coverages look like, where they need to be. And that's constant on the defense. And then you're seeing how that, not just that, but him on the floor translates from a defensive standpoint. You're just into, not just the paint, but anything anywhere near the paint, you're just not going. You just won't go. Mm-hmm. And then you've got these hyper-aggressive guards in Stephon Castle and Dylan Harper, and to a degree, De'Aaron. And even like it flows down further than that. Mm-hmm. That say, well, we trust in Wemby if we get cooked. He's right there. His arms are a bajillion inches long. And he'll clean it up quick. So they get so physically into your airspace on the perimeter that I don't know if you saw that one where first one was a 24-second shot clock violation that they forced, and then they forced like a block. But they were in the grills of the Thunder and sort of making life super frustrating. So that stuck out. I didn't know how much Wemby was doing that in terms of like orchestrating the defense and making sure guys are in the right. And number two, you were really, and maybe this is just a cup thing. Like I said, I've only seen him play in one NBA game live. But every little win, he celebrated like it was the biggest win. Every missed shot that he deflected, every time he got into the airspace, every free throw that they missed, the 24-second clock violation, the him making free throws, that he was celebrating. Physically making facial expressions and pumping his fist and like getting super after it. I'm like, wow, he is jacked the F up right now. It is wild. He's screaming. He's yelling. He's like slapping high five. The teammates is like, you literally just forced a shot clock violation. And that's one moment in time, right? So I thought both of those things were extremely telling in terms of how much, not just like a physical force he is, but how much of a leader he is on the court.
You got San Antonio as contenders this year?
Nobody has anything to say about that.
What's that?
I didn't know if my Wi-Fi went out or if the take was... I didn't know if my Wi-Fi went out, if the take was so bad that you had nothing to say back.
No, I think your Wi-Fi went out.
Flabbergasted with my brilliance.
No, your Wi-Fi went out because I asked you, do you think the Spurs are contenders this season?
What is a contender?
Can they win the NBA championship?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
I think they are, man. I think they are. I think they're legit. I didn't think that before Saturday.
I mean, when you beat OKC, second loss this year, it's like,
And just seeing them all together, like, oh, I get it now. Like, I get what this could be with all those guys. Because that was the first time they've all played together this year, right? So, just seeing it, it's like, oh, I get it. And the way they were able to compete with the OKC, the way they were able to match up with the OKC. Like, I see it, man. I think there's four legit contenders in the West, and they're one of them. It's OKC, Denver, Houston, and now the Spurs.
I also think, you know how much we love Devin Vassell on this show. Mm-hmm. Devin Vassell, he's not just changed, I think, as a player, because – know if it's almost what we saw with Chris Middleton, where when Chris Middleton developed next to Giannis, we kind of saw Chris Middleton as a specific type of player and didn't get to see all the things that he could do. And then Giannis went down and we're like, oh, Chris Middleton's got a crazy bag. That's kind of how I feel about Devin Vassell in reverse, is that we saw Devin Vassell early on in his career when he played awesome as a three-level scorer, a guy who has insane handles and great footwork and amazing fundamentals. Now he's like a 3-and-D guy. It's like what Devin Vassell is sort of doing. We don't need him to do any of that other stuff. I mean, he can. But I think that sort of takes the exertion off of him. And then secondarily, that's just like a side road. I'm really curious, is Shai neutralized? Would agree against this type of team, against this specific team, because he looked, once Wemby came into the picture, he just couldn't find it.
That dude changes everything. Wemby just, he changes everything all the time.
You're with Dan Le Batard the next 2 days?
Yes, DLS show on YouTube.
Okay.
I like your sweater, Daniel. It looks very dashing. Are you still mad at me? Are we good? You're still mad at me?
Debating.
I know. I could feel it. The energy's definitely
There could still be some residual anger.
No, I'm feeling it. We're just getting back into the flow with it. It'll take time.
Yeah, it will. I was wounded, and it's
no.
Yeah. Just you can't just come on the show, flash your smile, and think everything's gonna be okay. Like it's gonna take time.
Yeah, I know. It'll take a few shows. Chatty House. Tell him how much we love him. Tell him how good looking he is and how dashing his clothing choices are and how much we like his jewelry and all of it. Let him know.
Okay. Well, we'll be tapped into the Dan Le Batard show for sure over the course of the next couple of days. I haven't got to see you do that show yet. I saw you do...
My first time doing it.
Okay, that checks out. I've seen you do stuff with his company and then the NBC stuff, but I've never seen you do this one before. So that
you gonna be with Coffee Boy?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh man, cool. When you walk in, tell him to get you a latte with almond milk. Send that bitch to Sacramento and keep it moving.
You know, really quickly before I let you go, it's so funny because I went to this brunch with a bunch of different type of media people. Like you've got like. Put him in the same category. You're probably not going to say this is the same category, but I'll put anyone who was on The Jump. together in the same category, right?
Okay.
As type of media. And then you had like new media that was like, you know, Lethal Shooter and like Everybody Hates Chris and all these people who are in the creator cup. They're like kind of streamers, not streamers.
Shout out my boy Drifty J.
Yeah, they're like in the media space-ish. And then like me, and like I'm just, I fit nowhere. And it's a very uncomfortable thing. Oh, Sean Little was there, who I don't know if you guys know. He was like the only person sort of like half and half. But anyway, he was there, and people were the agents of the world. There was a WNBA agent who I will not name, who I wanted to talk to. It's like, I'm a big fan of hers. She's got some big clients. And she wanted nothing to do with talking to me. Like, thank you for introducing yourself. Yeah, like, talk to you another time. Good, have a good time. You know, like, when they glaze over when you're talking, you're like, there's nothing I can do to get you interested in talking to
me. How big are the clients?
Pretty big. They're pretty big. There's some big ones. There's a top, I would say she reps a top three branded W player.
Okay. Oh, it's not who I'm thinking of because she reps
everyone. Rumors of pregnancy.
No. I think actually she would be nicer to me.
She would be. Yeah, she definitely would be.
No, that I would.
But if you pissed her off, she wouldn't be. So
no.
But the difference with her is she would tell you why she doesn't like you, like directly to your face.
I would really appreciate that because this person was like, "Oh yeah, I think your people reached out to try to get one of my clients on your show." And I was like, "Really? I was just wanting to say hi because I think you're dope and like I love what you're doing in the space and you represent somebody that's a friend of mine and have a good one. Enjoy."
Hey, they're watching.
They're watching. But anyway, she was kind of slobbering over Coffee Boy. And so I was wondering.
Oh, that was the end of the story? Oh, yeah. God. I thought the story was the beef with her feelings on
it
you.
Was.
I
didn't... It was, but it was like that was the end. She played me to the left and then literally came by while I was talking to him and was like, "You and Pablo are just so good together. Oh, my God. You and Pablo need to do more together. Da, 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 da. He just loved Meadowlark." And I'm like, this bitch doesn't even know I'm about to be on this network. It makes me mad.
That's all right. That's just, yeah. Well, anyways, enjoy your show with Coffee Boy. We'll just leave.
Thank you, guys. I love you. Talk to you soon.
It's all white chocolate mocha.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.